So we've got 1 minute until the game begins. We're going to hand it over to Cindy and Becky and Ketchikan calling the game. That's Skagway Panther basketball here on KHNS. Skagway Panther girls are going to take on the Angoon Eagles.
Welcome to day three of the Region 5 1A Championship Tournament. Today, we've got our Skagway Lady Panthers versus the Angoon Eagles. Today, for Skagway, it's win or go home, and we've just recently faced Angoon earlier, just about 2 weeks ago. They came to Skagway, and the boys who would I'm already tongue-tied. Haven't even started. The boys will be playing after the girls, and they beat Angoon both times in Skagway, and the Lady Panthers split with the Eagles. At home. So I know that it's going to be pretty evenly matched. Hopefully the Lady Panthers can come out with a good first half. They've been doing a good job of taking care of the ball this week. And I think the honeymoon is over here in Ketchikan. We've had some nice sunshine for the last few days, but boy, is it nasty today. I think it might be just typical of Ketchikan, though. For everybody else, it's just business as usual, rain, wind, just general yuck. So I think we're all going to be pretty eager to go back to our cold and windy.
Because we're damp and wet. Well, I guess wet is damp, right? Okay,
sure. Yeah. Don't be redundant, Becky. So team announcements coming up, given by the Ketchikan High School AD, Ed Klein, who's been doing a great job this week. So for Angoon, Natasha Kukesh, number 12.
These are their starters. Patricia O'Brien, number 15.
Elizabeth O'Brien, great. We have another team with two same namers on there. Theodora Silva, number 33. And number 40, Kendra Starr. And now for the Lady Panthers.
Number 20, Kara Whitehead. She's had some great games this weekend. Number 42, Jade Cook.
One of our seniors, I see her going out giving big effort today. She doesn't want today to be the last game.
24, Hannah O'Daniel,
our other senior.
23, Zoe Wassman. And number 21, Haley Jensen.
So, some last-minute advice from the coaches. Little team cheer, and the game's going to get underway, which I'm really glad about because the anticipation is the worst part. Jumping today for Skagway is Zoe Wassman, and for Angoon, number 21, Elizabeth O'Brien. Officiating the game today, Clinton Cook. He's from Craig, and Danny Smith, who's from Ketchikan. So the tip goes to Angoon. Number 21 picks up the ball at the top of the key, over to O'Brien, over to Starr. They get it to Kukesh. They're just passing it around, get it over the other side of the key. 21 puts up a shot from three-point range. It's rebounded by Angoon. Kendra Starr puts one up. No good. Jade Cook with the rebound. She gets it to Hannah. Angoon's a pretty scrappy player, very physical. Triple teamed in the backcourt. Hannah had the ball. She tried to get it to Haley, and it's knocked out of bounds by Angoon. So Hannah's going to inbound at the half-court line on the sideline. She gets it into Jade. Back to Hannah. Hannah's going to set something up. A little bit of confusion there. She gets it to Haley. Hannah's at the top of the key now with the ball. Looking for her offense to move. Jade gets the ball at the free throw line. A couple of dribbles towards the basket, and then she's fouled on the ground. Fouls on number 40, Kendra Starr. That's her first foul of the game. Haley gets the ball into Hannah. She's open from the corner. She puts one up or two. It's off the back of the rim, a little too much. Hannah gets her own rebound. Gets it up to Jade at the top of the key. Looks over to Haley. Haley's going to set up the offense. Over to Hannah. She gets it to Jade at the elbow. Jade takes a couple dribbles in, kicks it back out to Haley. Finds Zoe. Zoe puts one up. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Ann Goon. Kendra Starr is going to push the ball up. She gets it to O'Brien. Over to O'Brien. Over to Kukesh. And they find a cutting O'Brien in the middle. She puts one up for a layup. It's no good. Zoe with the rebound. Very physical down there. Lots of pushing and shoving. They're really letting the girls play. Hannah gets the ball over to Haley. And it gets tapped away by Kukesh and out of bounds. So Skagway's going to inbound in the backcourt on the sideline. Hannah looking for somebody open. Ann Goon with full court pressure. They get it to Kara, who gets it to Hannah. We have a really bad habit of passing it to somebody who's still in the backcourt after we've already gotten it over the half-court line, and that's what happened again this time. So it's an Ann Goon ball. They have the ball at the top of the key. O'Brien with the ball. Over to Kukesh. Over to Tia. To O'Brien, and she lays it up and in. That's the first 2 points of the game, 6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the quarter. Ann Goon still with their full court pressure. They find Jade in the middle of the key. She tries to get to Haley, but Haley can't quite get the pass. Ann Goon saves the ball from going out of bounds, and they get it into O'Brien. Over to Kukesh, who puts one up. Off the front of the rim, Jade Cook with the rebound, and she's hammered by three Ann Goon players, and we get a foul call there. The foul is going to be on number 40. That's her second foul so far. That's Kendra Starr, number 40 for Ann Goon, fouled. Jade on the ground, so Hannah's going to inbound at the baseline. Ann Goon with their full court pressure. She gets it up to Jade, who's going to get across half court. There's only one Ann Goon player there. Jade puts up a shot that wasn't great. I think she was just a little bit of indecision there. She wasn't sure if she was going to shoot or pass to Zoe. But it's last touch by Ann Goon, so it's Skagway ball at the baseline under their own basket. Hannah's going to inbound. She tries to find Jade underneath the basket, but it's tipped away. There were just too many Ann Goon players. They were all crowded down there in the middle. Hannah's going to inbound again. She finds Haley at the free throw line. A couple little dribbles by Haley. She gets it over to Kara. Back up to Haley at the top of the key. She's guarded by O'Brien. Hannah's going to put one up off the front of the rim, and Ann Goon with a rebound. They're going to push the ball up. Kukesh with the ball at the top of the key. She gets it to O'Brien, who cuts through the key and right by two Skagway players who are standing straight up. And she lays one up and in. That's 0-4. Ann Goon with the lead. Hannah gets the ball into Jade. She gets across half court. Finds Zoe, who can't find the handle, but she actually gets to recover it. She gets it over to Haley. She's going to set up the offense. She tries to find Hannah down in the corner, but that pass was just too tall, and it goes right through Hannah's fingers. Outbound. So Ann Goon is going to inbound in the backcourt. O'Brien with the ball. Their offense isn't moving too fast. No, not a lot of pressure by Skagway. She gets it to Kukesh, who's going to drive down the baseline. We just let her have that one. She tries to put one up. It's no good, but Ann Goon gets the rebound. Kukesh puts one up for two off the back of the rim. Haley Jensen with the rebound. Pressure still by Ann Goon. Haley gets it to Zoe, who gets it back to Haley. Over to Hannah, across half court. She finds Zoe just beyond the arc. Zoe takes a couple dribbles in. She puts one up and banks that one in. 2 points for Zoe Wachsman. 4 minutes, 24 seconds left in the quarter. Skagway with two, Ann Goon with four. Ann Goon just walking the ball up the court. They pass over to Starr, over to Teodora, back to Starr. They find Kukesh right in the middle there. She puts one up and in. Our defense is not looking very crisp today. We're letting them have too much freedom right there in the middle of the key. Hannah gets it into Jade, who just doesn't have the handle. Ann Goon puts one up, but no good. Gets her own rebound. She falls down, and that's a travel call. So Skagway's going to get the ball on the baseline. Hannah gets it into Jade, who finds Kara. She gets it across half court. She's guarded by O'Brien. Now she's guarded by three Ann Goon players, tries to pass it over. That doesn't work very often. Haley with a nice steal, and then she's fouled by Kukesh. Nice hustle by Haley Jensen. 3 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Skagway with two, Angoon with six. Hannah's got the ball in the backcourt at the baseline. She gets it into Jade, over to Kara. Finds Hannah on the baseline, still in the backcourt, over to Haley. Ball almost gets tipped away. She finds Zoe, they're across half court, and she tries to get it to Jade, who's in the key, and then she's fouled by number 21, Elizabeth O'Brien. Foul's on the ground. Jade didn't quite have a chance to get a shot off. Haley Jensen's going to inbound from the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Elizabeth O'Brien. And a timeout's called by Coach O'Daniel. I'm going to take a quick break and turn it over to Becky for the timeout. We have 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in the first quarter, and right now Angoon is ahead, 6-2. Angoon has four personal fouls. Natasha Kukesh with one, Elizabeth O'Brien with one, and Kendra Starr with two. On the Skagway side, we have no fouls, so we are looking good. Teams are headed on out to the court. Angoon's out there. Skagway is now out. Haley's going to inbound it underneath our basket. Haley stepped on the line on the inbounds pass. So Angoon has the ball, bringing it up. O'Brien is bringing it up the court. She passes over to Kendra Starr, number 40. Over to Kukesh, back to Starr. Up to Kukesh, she puts one up, and that's rolls around the rim and out, but Angoon gets the rebound. It didn't look like Skagway was even interested in rebounding, so Kukesh gets a putback. They find Jade across half court. She's going to dribble all the way in. She puts one up, but it rolls around and out. And it's Jade went in for the rebound, but it's tipped out. Skagway's just not showing a lot of energy today. O'Brien with the ball. She gets across half court. She's going to dribble there. Again, Teodora puts one up, and it's out off the back of the rim. They're just going to pass around. O'Brien puts a shot up, and that's good. Hannah's going to inbound. Angoon still with their full court pressure. She finds Haley in the corner, then to Jade. And Jade tries to pass, but she doesn't pass it to anybody, and Angoon recovers the ball. They're going to pass around. O'Brien puts a shot up from the three-point range. No good. Jade with the rebound. And it gets knocked away by Kukesh. And then O'Brien recovers. She puts one up, and she's fouled by Haley. We just don't seem very...
We're kind of stagnant.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to explain. They look tired. Maybe it is that they're tired. It's kind of a long week, although... I don't know. The first free throw is good. We've got 1 minute, 58 seconds in the first quarter. Skagway with two, Angoon with 11. Second free throw is up, and that one is out. Jade gets the rebound. Seems like everything's just kind of rolling around on her fingertips. Not being very strong with the ball. Hannah tries to dribble across half court. She's guarded by two Angoon players. And she loses control, ball goes out of bounds. And Hannah needs a timeout. I think they just need to regroup, maybe take a couple breaths. Coach Mason's going to give them a little pep talk. So 52 seconds left in the quarter, but left in the timeout. Skagway.
Minute something, maybe?
Yeah, Skagway's still with two, Angoon with 11. Angoon is certainly a team that we can compete with, certainly a team that is, you know, we should be equally matched with. I'm not I'm not sure what's happening out there. Angoon is a pretty physical team, and that can be difficult for us because we're not. Coach O'Daniel is having a talk with Hannah. I think just trying to come up with a game plan, trying to make something happen. If we can get some more points up on the board, I think that'll help to get some momentum shift. So Angoon's going to inbound the ball, star into Kukesh. Angoon's not going to be really quick with their offense. They're waiting for us to put some pressure on the ball. Over to Tia. Tries to get it to Kukesh. Hannah knocks it out of bounds. And they say it was last touch by Hannah, so it's going to be Angoon ball down on the baseline. Gets into O'Brien.
Oh, she took a few steps there.
Yeah.
She took
Kukesh puts one up for two. That's no good off the front of the rim. Jade almost gets the rebound, but Starr gets to the ball faster. O'Brien puts one up, no good. Angoon with the rebound. O'Brien puts one up, no good. Everything is just rolling out of our hands. Angoon with the rebound. Starr with the ball. She passes to O'Brien. Over to Kukesh, who's wide open. And she puts one up. It's no good. Kara Whitehead with the rebound. And she's fouled.
By Dixie George, it looks like.
Dixie George has come in for Angoon off the bench. 1 minute left in the quarter. Skagway still with two. Angoon with 11. Haley gets the ball to Zoe. Back to Haley, but Starr's right there to intercept the pass. Nice defense by Hannah. Angoon gets a little two-on-one there, and Hannah plays some good defense, blocks the shot, and the ball gets tied up. It's a jump ball.
Skagway ball.
So Hannah's going to inbound. Angoon still with their full court pressure. Hannah finds Kara, who finds Zoe across half court. Zoe's one-on-one with Silva. She loses the dribble. Oh, and then she's fouled by Silva. So I think that's 16 fouls. Yep, 16 fouls on Angoon. So next foul for Angoon puts us in the bonus. Haley over to Kara, to Hannah. She's open. She's going to put one up. And that's in. Hopefully Hannah's now found her spot there. She just needed a few shots to start making them fall. 4 to 11, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Skagway down by 7. Kukesh at the top of the key. Again, they're just waiting for a little bit of pressure by us to start moving their offense. Kukesh with the ball still at the top of the key. Over to O'Brien. She's going to drive through the key. It's batted away by Zoe, but she gets her on the arm. So that's going to be a foul on Zoe. The foul's on the ground, so no free throws to be had. Angoon making a couple of substitutions. Silva and O'Brien are out, and O'Brien and Sibley are now in the game off the bench. Over to O'Brien. She's going to launch one from beyond the arc, and that goes in. And that is the end of the quarter. Skagway trails by 10. The score is Skagway with 4, Angoon with 14. That was probably the slowest I've seen the Skagway girls play since very early in the season. I wish sometimes I could just read what's going on inside their heads. I don't know if they think they're playing full speed, and they're just not. but they've got three more quarters to go. Hopefully they'll fire up here in the second quarter, cut that deficit down, or maybe even, heck, take the lead. I'd take that.
I'd take that, too.
All right, and that buzzer calls for the end of the break between quarters. Coach O'Daniel down there trying to fire the girls up. So we're going to begin the second quarter with a score of 4 to 14, Angoon with the lead. Angoon has 16 fouls, so if they foul one more time, we're going to be shooting free throws. Skagway with just 2 team fouls so far. Hoping that defense tightens up just a little bit. Starr inbounds to Kukesh. She gets the ball across the court. Over to O'Brien. And she's just going to drive right through the key. Nobody there. She puts one up. No good. Zoe with the rebound. Hannah's going to push the ball up the court. She pulls up and puts one up. No good off the back of the rim. She gets her own rebound. She's going to take it back up, get it over to Haley, and they're going to set the offense up. Haley's calling the play. Dribbles the ball. Finds Hannah in the corner. She's going to put one up. She's wide open off the back of the rim. Jade tries for the rebound. It just bounces around, and Angoon ends up with it. Little fast break by Angoon. Kukesh over to Sibley, and they kick it back out to the top of the key. O'Brien's going to launch one from beyond the arc again. No good on that one. Hannah comes up with a rebound. She's going to push the ball. She's got numbers down the other end of the court. She's going to go all the way. Looked like 21 was giving her some body checks there, but she maintains possession, puts one up for 2 points. So a couple quick scores there by Skagway. This is a nice start to the second quarter. 7 minutes left in the half, 6-14. Skagway trails by 8. Kukesh with the ball. She goes, and Zoe ends up tapping it away, and Haley Jensen ends up with the ball, and she is fouled. Angoon tried to tie the ball up, but they got her on the arm there. Number 10, Cora Sibley with the foul. So that should be 1-1.
Other end.
But they're trying to shoot at the wrong end.
Yeah.
There we go. Now they're going to go to the other end of the court, and Haley will get a 1-1. I'm not sure why they have to discuss it.
They just now realize that they're at the wrong basket.
I don't know what maybe everybody is just confused today. I think the official's down there laughing at himself a little bit. So Haley Jensen is at the free throw line. She's going to get a 1-1. Hopefully she'll make the front end here, give herself a chance for one more. The ball goes up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Angoon with the rebound. Skagway gets back on defense. Kukesh with the ball at the top of the key. She's looking for something to happen. Everybody looks a little confused. Kendra with the ball over to O'Brien. She puts one up way off balance, doesn't hit anything. Angoon ends up with the rebound. O'Brien puts one back up from beyond the arc, and she misses. Kara Whitehead with the rebound, and she's going to push the ball. She's guarded heavily by Angoon. They almost get it away from her, but she manages to grab on and hang on, and Angoon ties the ball up. Possession arrow is in Angoon's favor, so they're going to get the ball.
I don't know if Skagway is.
Oh.
They just flipped the possession arrow too fast.
Oh, gotcha. Hannah inbounds to Haley right at the free throw line. Haley dribbles around, finds Hannah in the corner. Nice little ball fake by Hannah. She puts one up, but is blocked. Jade gets the rebound, turns around and shoots, but that's no good. Angoon ends up with a rebound. Kukesh with the ball, bringing it up half court. And now over to O'Brien. Over to Kukesh, over to O'Brien. She tries to get it to O'Brien, and it goes off her leg. And Sibley recovers the ball, but she's on the floor, and she's kind of rolling around a little bit, so she gets called for a travel. So it's going to be Skagway ball under the baseline, or on the baseline under Angoon's basket. We've just had a substitution for Angoon. Hilda Mendenhall is in off the bench. Kara Whitehead with the ball tries to get it across half court, but she gets it stripped away by O'Brien. And they try to get it to Kukesh. Hannah almost gets the steal, but Kukesh is able to recover. Over to O'Brien. To the other O'Brien. Nice defense by Haley. She picks up the dribble. Kukesh cuts through the key and puts one up and in. We seem to be one step behind on the defense there. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left in the half. 6-16, Angoon with a 10-point lead. Zoe Wassman with the ball, driving to the basket. She puts one up, and that's no good. Jade with the rebound. She puts one up, nothing. And Zoe ends up with the rebound, and she's fouled. I think that might be on number 24.
22, is he saying.
Oh, Hilda Mendenhall. Zoe's going to the line for a 1-1 here, unless they think it was on a shot. I didn't see if it's two shots or it must be two. She puts the first one up off the back of the rim. No good. We just can't buy a bucket today. Zoe's going to go for free throw number two right here. It goes up, and that one's off the side of the rim and out. Angoon with the rebound. O'Brien with the ball at the top of the key, guarded by Haley. Over to Kukesh, guarded by Hannah. To O'Brien. Over to Kukesh. And Jade almost gets the steal. It's taken away by Kukesh. They find O'Brien. She puts one up, nothing, but gets her own rebound. Kukesh puts one up, and that's nothing. It doesn't hit anything, and it goes out of bounds. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Angoon still with a 10-point lead, 6-16.
And Talon Jack just comes into the game for Angoon.
Hannah's going to inbound Angoon with full court pressure. She finds Jade. Yep, and so Jade was dribbling down the sideline, and she fell down a little bit. There was some contact by Angoon, and they called a foul on Angoon. That was number 34, Talon Jack.
And no, that was on 15.
Oh.
Yeah, Patricia O'Brien.
Okay, and so we're still in one-on-one situation, so Jade's going to go to the line for a one-on-one. See if she can put it in here. She puts that one up, and it's short off the rim. Angoon's the only one who remembers they should rebound, and they get the rebound. Elizabeth O'Brien with the ball. She's going to pull up and take a shot. She banks that one up and in. 4 minutes, 18 seconds left in the half. 6-18, Angoon with a 12-point lead. Hannah O'Daniel with the ball. She's got double-teamed. She finds Kara. It goes right through Kara's hands and out of bounds. So Angoon's going to inbound on the sideline in the backcourt into Kukesh, who's just going to walk the ball across half court. Again, Angoon not moving very fast. We're not putting any pressure on. Gets it over to O'Brien. Takes it to the baseline. She passes it right to Hannah. Hannah's going to push the ball all the way up the court. She's got three Angoon players on her. She should be called for the foul on that one. She took the ball up. And that foul could be on any one of probably three Angoon players.
I'm going to call it on 21, Elizabeth O'Brien.
And so Hannah will go to the line for two free throws. She gets the ball for free throw number one, and it goes up and off the side of the rim. Silva's back in the game, and also Kendra Starr. Hannah with the ball for free throw number two. She puts that one up. She didn't take her time at all on that one, rushed it. I think she's just a little bit frustrated. Her shot seems to be a little bit off. 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half. 6-18, Skagway trails by 12. Patricia O'Brien with the ball. She gets across half court. She calls a play.
Angoon doesn't seem to be moving.
No, they took a couple steps and then over to Silva. Back to O'Brien. Still nothing. Over to Silva, who's guarded by Jade. They find number 22. Over to O'Brien. She's going to dribble around. She gets it to Starr. O'Brien. She dribbles to the baseline. Nice little pass over to Silva, who puts one up, and it was no good. O'Brien gets the rebound and the putback. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the half. Skagway trails by 14. Zoe with the ball, she passed it right to Patricia O'Brien, so she's going to get a little fast break. Hannah, nice defense with the block. Patricia's looking for the foul there, but the referee didn't call any contact, so Kendra Starr is going to inbound the ball from the baseline. She finds Patricia O'Brien, who goes to the top of the key. They're going to set something up. Over to Starr, to O'Brien. She launches one from beyond the arc. That's nothing. Hits the backboard, and that's it. Kara Whitehead gets the rebound, who gets it over to Hannah and to Haley. A little bit of pressure by Angoon. She finds Hannah, who gets it across half court, but then it's tapped away by Patricia O'Brien. 2 minutes, 29 seconds left in the half. 6-20, Skagway trails by 14. Hannah's going to inbound. She finds Zoe over on the opposite side of the court. She takes a couple dribbles in, pulls up, puts one up for two, nothing. Jade gets the rebound, though, in the putback. There's a little too much on it. Zoe with the rebound, nothing there. She tried to for the little putback, and Silva gets the rebound, and she's fouled by Zoe. I think that's two fouls for Zoe.
That is two.
And Angoon decides it's time for a timeout. Full minute timeout here.
2:19 left in the second quarter.
Thank you. And the score right now is Skagway 6, Angoon with 20. So Skagway trails by 14.
Quick rundown. Zoe has two fouls, and Haley has one. On the Angoon side, Cora Shipley has one. Natasha Kukesh has one. Patricia O'Brien has one. Elizabeth O'Brien has two. Hilda Mendenhall has one. Dixie George has one. Silva has one. And Kendra Starr has two.
The coaches are down there in their timeout trying like heck to fire this team up. I just don't know what to say, really. So that's the end of the timeout. Angoon takes the floor.
Skagway needs to hurry. We know what happened.
Yep. All right, so Skagway gets out on the floor. They get their defense set up. Patricia O'Brien with the ball in the backcourt. Gets across half court. She's picked up by Haley. She passes over to Starr, then to Silva. Over to Patricia O'Brien, to number 20. I don't know who that is. She tries to get it to Patricia, who loses the handle a little bit, but then recovers. Over to 34, to O'Brien, to Starr. She's going to make a move to the basket, but Kerr's there playing some good defense. Haley almost gets the steal. O'Brien puts it up. It's rebounded by Angoon, who puts it back up, and then a block by Hannah. So O'Brien with the ball. Over to 20. Nowhere to go with it, but she travels. Angoon's still going to put the pressure on full court. She gets it into Haley. Over to Hannah, who gets it to Zoe on the opposite side of the court. She finds Jade, who's pretty well open, and she does a little spin move and puts it up. No good. And we can't get the roll. We just cannot buy a bucket today. That was a good putback by Jade. But it rolls out, and it's sent out of bounds. Last touch by Angoon, so Haley's going to inbound at the baseline. She finds Kerr at the top of the key. She puts one up, and I think Angoon got a hand on it. And last touch by Skagway. I think Jade might have gotten in there to rebound, and it went off her fingertips. So Angoon's going to inbound at the backcourt. Kukesh with the ball. She gets it across the half-court line. She's picked up by Haley. Over to Starr, then to Silva. Nice tight defense on
nice
Jade. She gets a hand
Jade.
On it. Nice hustle by Jade. She ends up with the steal. It was quite a battle down half the court, and she ends up with the ball. So Skagway's going to set up their offense. 1 minute left in the half. Hannah puts one up for three off the back of the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound. Nice little dribble around. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouled. That was a pretty hard foul. So Hannah's going to go to the line for two. Fouls on number 12, Kukesh.
That's her second.
Hannah puts one up quickly. She just seems frustrated. She's pretty cold as offensively today, and I think she's just rushing a little bit. She gets that one to go. 50 seconds left in the half, 7-20. Angoon with a 13-point lead. Kendra Starr with the ball. She gets it across half court. They're not going to rush.
Kara is playing great defense.
And Haley with the steal. It's knocked out of bounds by Kendra Starr. Looked like there could have been a foul call there. There was quite a bit of contact, but there was no call. Hannah gets the ball at the half-court line. Whatever that is. She gets it into Caro, takes a few dribbles, and then kicks it back out, tries to find Hannah, and Angoon gets a hand on the ball and knocks it out of bounds. Hannah's on the baseline, looking to inbound. They've got 29 seconds left. She finds Jade down low, who puts it up, and it rolls in and out. Caro with the rebound and the putback.
Good job, Kara.
Two more points for Skagway. Now, if we can just get a stop here, maybe even a turnover to get a couple more points on the board before the half. 13 seconds left.
That's a turnover.
Knocked out of bounds by Angoon. 11 seconds left. Plenty of time to get a good shot off. Angoon's going to apply the pressure. She finds Zoe on the opposite end of the court. Zoe's going to dribble in, takes a couple dribbles, pulls up. 6 seconds left. Haley dribbling around.
Needs to watch her elbow there, Haley Jensen.
Oh, nice little move by Zoe. She puts it up. No good. Almost banks that one in, but that was a good offensive set to finish the half. So we've got a 10-minute halftime here. A little rundown. Skagway trails by 11. Skagway with 9, Angoon with 20, and Becky's going to give us some detail.
So for scoring, we've got Hannah with 5, Zoe with 2, and Kara with 2. We're not in great foul trouble at this point. Zoe has 2 and Haley has 1. On the Angoon side, we have Natasha Kukash with 6, Patricia O'Brien with 8, Elizabeth O'Brien with 6, and Cora Shipley with 1 personal foul, Natasha Kukash with 2, Patricia O'Brien with 1, Elizabeth O'Brien with 2, Hilda Mendenhall with 1, Dixie George with 1, Teodora Silva with 1, and Kendra Starr with 2. So that wraps it up for the first half, and we will be back here and we have 8 minutes, 53 seconds left on the clock.